KXFM, and part of our duty to keep the community informed, what we've been doing recently is we've been covering the coronavirus, everything involved, and certainly the health aspect of it, as currently here in the United States, over 609,000 positive cases with 26,000 dead Americans. Orange County at 1,300 positive cases with 19 dead Orange County citizens. But we're also covering the financial aspects of this as well, as we're focusing on the science, the facts, and the economic realities of the virus's effect on everyone, as we found out today that retail took an 8.7% dive. And here to talk about everything local, we certainly appreciate Mayor Bob Whalen with us. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for coming in today.
Thank you, Ed. Good to be back.
Well, good to have you on. You thought ahead, and you decided that we needed to make some cuts in the city so that we could survive here in the future. So we had $10 million in cuts and $1.6 million in deferrals and reductions.
And yes, we did. We took that action on April 21st. I'm sorry, our April 14th meeting.
Okay. Yeah. And the goal is to keep the city's 10% general plan and reserve fund and to preserve the disaster fund.
Well, yeah, we've got two reserves. We've got the general fund reserve, as you point out, at about $13.2 million, and then we've got a disaster reserve, which followed the Bluebird slide from a number of years ago. It's about a little over $6 million. That one, as the city manager said the other night, we're trying not to touch that one. That needs to be there for, you know, a physical disaster. This is an economic disaster. So that one we're looking not to touch.
Okay. And the $2.5 million of the savings is in furloughed employees, right? It's in pay cuts.
Yes, it is. So this is just talking for the current fiscal year, which ends June 30. So there were, some furloughs, about 15% of the hours across the city, saving about projected this and other operational savings. We're projecting about $2.5 million of savings out of that between now and June 30.
Okay. And when you furlough someone, they're still able to, they're able to collect unemployment at that point, and then they're able to collect their full pay. Is that what I understand?
Well, when they're furloughed, they are able to, make application and collect some money under the Federal Relief Act before they go into their own, vacation time and sick time.
Okay. Okay. And when we're at the end of the tunnel, when this is all over, those furloughed employees, will they be hired back, all of them?
We don't know that yet, Ed. I think it's too early to say. The hope is that we can, they're not laid off, they're furloughed. The hope is that we can restore positions, but we just don't know because we've got a whole nother budget cycle that'll be coming back. Step two on this is going to be reviewing the budget for next fiscal year, meaning the July 1, 2020 through June 30, 2021 budget, which we're going to be doing in June.
So when you, like, for instance, when you, the capital improvement fund was reduced by $2.3 million, when you do that, do you not even consider it in June?
No, we'll be bringing back a capital improvement fund. I think we're going to be looking at all the funds, parking fund, capital improvement fund, the Measure LL fund, which is our, fund that we pay for out of the hotel bed taxes added a couple of years ago by the voters, but that's going to be diminished as a result of the hotels being closed, of course. So we're going to have to look at all the funds.
Okay. And these cuts that are keeping us afloat, when is a realistic date you'd have to revisit additional cuts?
Well, the new budget year starts July 1st. I think we're going to have to do it in, June, late June or early July in order to, get on top of it and stay ahead of it. We'll see. I'm anticipating probably going to take a couple meetings to discuss the next, the next step, because that's going to be a lot more comprehensive than this first step that we took here. Just dealing with, the last 3 months of this fiscal year. So I think we probably end up having a couple meetings in June and possibly early July where we deal with it.
Okay. And yesterday, Governor Newsom laid out the criteria that would need to be met before starting to relax the public lockdown, before they'd even consider it, which included things like testing for coronavirus infections and antibodies. And most public health experts agree with it. Now, to that note, county supervisors are taking up the question on testing. Do you see them eventually providing cities with testing kits, and then the cities would be directing testing from that point?
Well, I certainly hope so. I mean, you know, there's been an interesting discussion going on between the cities and the county, because the county received about $550 million under the CARES Act to respond to the coronavirus. And the cities have asked for that money to be passed through, or a portion of that money to be passed through to the cities to deal with the impacts. But the county is saying, no, we need to retain it all and direct it all. So I think it's going to be, if that's going to be their approach on it, it's going to be incumbent on them to do exactly what you're saying, which is take on the testing, provide resources to the cities to make sure we've got a robust testing program throughout the county.
Right. Now, currently, L.A. County is providing funds for rent from those most impacted by the virus. And in addition to deferred evictions, although deferred evictions provides relief, a lot of families might struggle to actually pay that back after 3 or 4 months. In addition to deferred evictions, is this something that we would ever consider to take up?
We haven't talked about that at all. I quite honestly don't foresee that as being part of our city budget here. I know there's some efforts in the community to, you know, raise philanthropic money to assist some people with that, and I think that's likely the response here, not a city fund.
Okay. Mayor, anything you'd like to tell our listeners before we head out?
No, but as I say, on each of our calls, Ed, you know, it's clear now, and we've seen this confirmed by the governor yesterday, that, you know, social distancing has made a difference. I want to thank again all the members of our community for doing their part on this. People have been terrific. And, you know, as the governor said, it's flattened the curve. It's eventually going to allow us all to get back to, work more quickly. But there's still a number of steps ahead. So we're asking people to be, you know, patient, and we will, you know, take our cues from the governor and the Orange County health officer and look to open up as we can. I know as the weather gets better, people are even more and more desirous of getting outside and getting to the beaches. But the time is not yet ready for that, but we will continue to look at that and see if we can devise eventually some limited kind of access.
Right. On a positive note, the fire department went out and passed out 600 masks this past week to the essential employees here in town. I thought that was really great. So we can do this together.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a joint effort, and our police department as well has been visiting the grocery stores and handing out masks at grocery stores and pharmacies to the essential workers if they need them. We are now requiring masks of all essential workers. And I should mention before we go, I think that'll be coming out later today, we are going to be requiring all people visiting essential businesses to also wear a mask.
Excellent. I swear that was the next question coming out of my mouth, and I appreciate you addressing that. So when could we expect that?
I think that order is going to be released later today, and we're going to, you know, as usual, our police department will ask people to comply and educate about it, but it's going to be effective, I think, tomorrow.
Okay, beautiful. Mayor Bob Whalen, we look forward to our next conversation. I thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, Mayor. That's Mayor Bob Whalen, KXFM.